Thank you for joining Dayspring Christian Church today. Our aim is to share the transforming love and power of Jesus Christ. Please enjoy a Sunday sermon already in progress.
I'm going to ask you if you could please turn your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 6. We're going to look there again. Ephesians chapter 6. Just going to continue with what we talked about last week, having to stand. But I'm just going to read the scripture, Ephesians chapter 6. I'm just going to read from the English Standard Version. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might, or the power of his might, or his mighty power. Put on the whole armor of God that you'll be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle, we do not fight against flesh and blood. We don't fight against people, but against rulers, against authorities, against cosmic powers, right? Against authorities, the powers of this dark world. The Bible says, against spiritual forces of evil in heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand, to stand in this evil day, having done all, to stand firm. Stand, therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying at all times in the Spirit with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all saints. Thank you, Jesus. So just to reiterate, last week, for those of you who weren't here, you can listen to it online on the church website. You can listen to it again. But we need to be aware, as I shared last week, that we are in a spiritual battle. We are in a spiritual battle. When we are in Egypt, we are in bondage. But once you come to Jesus Christ and want to possess this promised land, we have to go through battles. Right? Battles is part of our journey. It's part of our life. It's part of what we do. And it's not just an everyday thing. It's a moment by moment thing. Even as I'm preaching, the enemy is battling your thoughts or your emotions right now. It's a battle. It's a constant, constant battle. And the thing about it is, we didn't ask to be enlisted. God didn't ask for our permission. If we wanted to be enlisted, once we accept Jesus Christ and we came on the side of light, the opposition was automatically darkness, and the devil wanted to kill, steal, and destroy our lives, our families, and everything that God has blessed us with. And so as believers, we can easily forget that we're in a battle. We can easily forget we're in a battle. We can easily forget that the battle that we have is a spiritual warfare. We kind of trying to make it physical, but it's a spiritual battle. And so we have to keep in mind that when we come to Jesus Christ and we enter this battle, warfare is happening automatically all the time, and because we're enlisted. And we're fighting for truth and righteousness. We're fighting for our lives. We're fighting for the peace. We're fighting for our mind. We're fighting, you know, to stay above water. So the battle never ends. It ends when we get to heaven, right? And even when we get to heaven, I'm sure we're still going to be battling somehow, you know, in some way. But Jesus won the battle for our souls on the cross. He won the battle when he made that payment through his death and resurrection. We are now on the side of victory. That's where we fight from. We fight from a side of victory. We don't fight like we're trying to get to the place of victory. We're not fighting hoping to possibly win. No, we fight from a place where we have already won and we have the victory. It's already ours, and refusing the enemy from taking it from us in the name of Jesus. And so we have this because our Savior, Jesus Christ, through our Heavenly Father's position for us, is because he's given all authority, all power has been given to Jesus. And Jesus has passed that on to those who believe in his name. All authority, he says, has been given. All power has been given. And so if he has all of it, and we then have been access to all of it, the enemy has limited power. Hello? The enemy has limited, go ahead and wave your hand if you agree with me. The enemy has limited power. He has limited power. He has limited power over your mind, limited power over your emotions, limited power over all all that he wants to do to take you down. He has limited power. And so we know we have the victory and the authority through his name. And so God, Paul then says, we need to be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power, be strong in him. And I shared last week how we need to, this is a power and a strength that's increasing. We need to be increasing in the Heavenly Father's dominion and supernatural ability. We're increasing in it. We're increasing. We know it. We have access to it. And we're building our faith and we're growing in it. And we're advancing the kingdom of God. So this is about a growth. This is about a growth. This is about us advancing. It's a position thing and it's a growth thing. This is who we are and this is what we're growing in God to be. Who we are and who we're continuing to grow to be. So Paul says we need to put on the whole armor of God. Why do we need to put on this whole armor of God? So we can stand. We need to stand. He says we put on the armor of God because the devil, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against these rulers, against these authorities, against these powers in this dark world, against spiritual forces of evil in heavenly realms. The evil that's in the heavenly realms manifests itself here on earth. Right? The evil that we're seeing around us, even when you hear the news or see what's happening or even talk or have confrontations with people, it's the evil in the heavenly realms that is manifesting here on earth. And we're seeing the results of it. But Paul says we need to have the armor of God and we need to be able to stand because of the battle that we're in against these forces of evil. And these battles are not against the physical world, not against the people that we see, not against your family, it's against these the devil and his demons and these spiritual forces and rulers over this world that are trying to stop the word of God, trying to stop people from hearing the word of God, trying to stop, trying to disturb your peace. That's what he's trying to do. And so we know that the scripture says that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. We don't fight with these carnal weapons. We don't go around punching people and slapping people. We don't go, and start mashing up stores and burning down bills. No. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They're not earthly. The weapons of our warfare are stronger than that. They're divine. They have divine power and they demolish strongholds. They change things. Those are the weapons that we have. Those are the weapons that we have. We don't necessarily have to go picketing. No, we don't have to go protesting because the weapons of our warfare, prayer works, prayer changes things. The blood of Jesus changes things. The word of God changes things. I remember going to IAC, the church we used to go to in Etobicoke, and for years on our way in, we used to pass the strip club. And I remember just rebuking it every time I passed. In the name of Jesus, I command that business to crumble. In the name of Jesus, I command that business to dry up. I just rebuke it. God, I pray that you'd save those people that are in there, bring them to Jesus Christ. And within like a year, all of a sudden it was gone. Right? I didn't have to go protesting, didn't have to go whatever. It was the weapons of our warfare. And we need these weapons to be able to stand, not chase the devil, not even run from the devil. Notice that all the parts of the armor are for the front-facing armor, right? They're for what's coming at us. There's no protection on our back. In other words, we don't turn our back on the enemy. We don't run from him. The armor is to stand and to face him, and whatever he brings our way, to battle it in the name of Jesus through the armor and the equipment that God has given us. And so we stand on him. We stand and we stand. And we looked at how the areas where God then battle, where we're battled by the enemy. We're battled with truth, where the enemy wants us to reject truth. He wants to come against us with righteousness, for us to question whether or not we're owned by the Lord and his righteousness is covering us. He wants us to be lifted up in pride so that we think we can do this on our own. He's battling against our peace. He wants to destroy our peace and disturb our peace so that we don't take the gospel. We're not ready to take the gospel. He battles against our faith, so we question God and we doubt God, and it's thrown in our mind and our heart and in our body, and we begin to doubt everything, doubt that Jesus cares, doubt that he's working on our behalf, doubt that we're valuable to him. We doubt. And he also attacks us in our salvation, right? He attacks us where we begin to question whether or not we're even saved, question not what Jesus even did on the cross for our sins. Question whether or not he actually saved us, right? Of all the things that we've done and the sins that we've committed, that did it really save me? Can it really forgive that? And so we question it. And so I want to focus, though, on the last weapon that he talks about, the sword of the Spirit today. That's where I want us our focus to be, because the God kept impressing on my heart this week to focus on the sword of the Spirit. Now, I want to share something with you, because as God's been speaking to us this week, and some of you have really been grabbing and getting a hold of the armor of God and the word of God and the importance of being armed with God and using the weapons that God has given us, I got wind of someone who was, had a video that kind of reminded him of this battle. And what's happening when the enemy is attacking us, and when we're using the word of God, how much stronger, more powerful we get. So I got to give props to Antoine for this, but I'm going to play this clip for you. Some of you guys know the movie, but when I saw it, I was like, that is exactly it. That is exactly it. So I'm going to play it for you. Isn't that just awesome? Like, how much bigger he was getting, and then you see little Satan sitting there on the ground looking up how afraid he is. That's the mindset we should have. That's the mindset we should have when we are standing our ground and the enemy is throwing what he's throwing at us. That's what the sword of the Spirit does. It causes the enemy to flee. And so we have to keep in mind that the sword of the Spirit is our offensive weapon. It's the only offensive weapon. Now, I thought to myself, the shield is also a bit of an offensive weapon, because I watch enough medieval movies, which are kind of my favorite type of movies, right? Just raw, no guns, nothing, just swords, just men battling with their fists and swords, right? And they've always used the shield to only protect. Well, they've knocked out a few teeth with the shield, right? So I don't know if it's me. I kind of use a shield as an offensive weapon too, as it's protecting me. But at the same time, the Bible speaks of the sword of the Spirit, which is our offensive weapon. In verse 17 of Ephesians chapter 6, it says, take the helmet of salvation. And it says, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. The sword of the Spirit is the word of God. It says to pray on all occasions with all kinds of prayer and request, but pray in the Spirit. Now, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12 says, the word of God is living. It's active, right? The word of God is living. When we speak out the word of God, it's living. It's active. It does stuff. Things happen in the spiritual realm. Things happen to us. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. It has two edges on both sides of the sword. So when it cuts in both ways to not only convict, but also to condemn it. The sword of the Spirit cuts in it, and it cuts deep to the point where you can't dodge. You're convicted on particular things. But the sword of the Spirit is also used, Paul says, as an offensive weapon against the enemy. And notice who sword it is. The Bible says it's the sword of the Spirit, right? Pastor Vladimir Sadchuk, It says that the sword of the Spirit is the word of God. It's not called the sword of Jesus, nor the sword of the Father, but the sword of the Spirit. In other words, the Holy Spirit, God allows the word of God to be empowered by the Holy Spirit to accomplish what he wants it to accomplish. And the power of the Spirit is released when God's word is used, when God's word is preached. Even as I'm preaching now, in the spiritual realm, things are happening. Even as scripture was quoted earlier by Pastor Hugh or read by Dennis, things in the spiritual realm were happening. Why? Because it's active, it's alive, it's powerful, and it's working. And the sword of the Spirit, Paul says, it's the written word of God. The written word of God is the sword of the Spirit. Now, it's not just the material word of God, right? In other words, if you were like me growing up, you would have your Bible open sitting on your bed when you're afraid at night, right? That somehow if an evil spirit came into your room, they would see what scripture was on and be like, oh, we need to get out of this room, right? So head on Psalm 23 or something just to be able to scare the devil because I got the Bible open. Living in sin, but I got the Bible open, right? Protect me, Jesus, as I sleep and hoping that this Bible is going to protect me, right? But that's not what he's talking about. He's talking about using the sword of the Spirit. It's not good enough just to have the sword. You got to use the sword. It has to be used. It's not good sitting in the sheath. It's not good sitting on the shelf, sitting beside your bed. It's not good. This word has to be transferred from the pages to my body, to my mind, to my heart. That's the only way it's going to be effective. As I read it is how it's going to be effective at transforming me and transforming the things around me. So the sword of the Spirit here is critical because it's not referring to this long sword, right? I thought it'd be great to have a long sword because people won't come close. You can chop them from as far as they are, like cut their head off as far as the sword can reach. But no, this was a shorter sword because it was used for close combat. It's used for close quarter combat. It was a sword that you would be able to just poke with the enemy as close as he got, because it can go beyond whatever protection they had, and it would have a definite stab. It would have a definite cut. You'd be able to see where you're cutting and pierce it right into where it was, where you're looking to plant it. And so this is the only offensive weapon that we can see that God is trying to tell us that we need to come against Satan. Because the devil is allergic to scripture. The devil hates scripture. Even though when he was with Jesus, he quoted scripture, he was misquoting the scripture. But the armor of God, the sword of the Spirit is what is we use against the devil, and we use it by speaking it. You hear what I'm saying? We use it by speaking it. We use the sword of the Spirit by speaking it. So if I'm just standing there stabbing in the air saying, get behind me, Satan, get behind me, Satan, get behind me. Like, Satan's just standing there waiting for us to get tired, right? He's waiting for us to get tired. He is waiting for us to speak. God wants us to speak the word. And we speak the word in order to use the sword of the Spirit. When we speak the scripture, that's how we use the sword of the Spirit. And so if you're getting beaten up, if we're getting not feel like we're being battled against and we feel like we're losing all the time, it's because we're not using the sword. Hello? We have the sword still stuck on our side. We're maybe even holding the sword, but we're not using it. Maybe because we don't know how to use a sword. And so if you're feeling defeated, discouragement, things coming against you left and right, it's because you're not using the sword. You're focused on the flesh and blood. You're focused on the physical things that are happening rather than focusing on the Lord and what he's given us to use in battle against the work of the enemy. Now, we have to remember Jesus in Matthew chapter 4 when he was in the wilderness and the devil was coming against him. The Bible says that Christ had a counterattack. His counterattack was the scriptures. He quoted scripture. Do you remember? The Bible says that that he quoted the scripture. He said, "It is written." And many of us have Bible studies with different people, and we talk about the scripture. But in spiritual warfare, God wants us to have a Bible study with the devil like Jesus did. As the devil came with one scripture, trying to deceive and trying to manipulate, Jesus stood on the authority of the word of God. He spoke that scripture. And we are to do exactly what Jesus did. Jesus didn't use his own name. You notice that? Jesus didn't say, "In the power of my name, Satan, get behind me." No. Jesus didn't call down his Father in heaven and say, "In the name of my Father in heaven." No, he didn't. Notice that. Jesus didn't use even his divine nature to defeat the enemy. He only used scripture. He only used scripture. He didn't get any water to flash on Satan. He only used scripture. He didn't have any oil to flash at Satan. No, he only used scripture. That's all he did. That's all he did. He didn't push Satan. He didn't slap Satan. He didn't try to run from Satan. No, he just used scripture. And Jesus used a sword of the word of God, and this sword works every time. It works every time, church. You have to hear me. It works every time. Jesus quoted scripture to the devil because he knew the devil couldn't handle the word of God. He knew that. He knew, and he knows the devil and his demons cannot handle the word of God, the authority of the word of God. The devil knows scripture, but he doesn't use a scripture under authority. He doesn't use the scripture under anointing. When we use the scripture, we use it because we've been given the authority of the word of God, and we've been given the anointing to use the word of God. And when we use that scripture in that way, the sword of the spirit, it works every time because the devil is allergic to it. And when we use the word of God, he breaks out in hives. He breaks out in convulsions. He gets into chills. And every time the word of God we use, it sticks him. It sticks him. And he may still stick around, but he's suffering because we're using the word of God and we're using it in faith. And the Bible says that when Jesus was tempted by the devil, he quoted a passage. And notice that Jesus used one scripture for each battle. He used one scripture every time the Satan came to him about something. Turn the bread, you know, let me take you up here. I'll give all this to you. Throw yourself down. Jesus used a different scripture for each battle. And after the third strike, the devil was out. And so the point is to be better at knowing the scripture, be better at using the scripture, be better at memorizing scripture that you can use scripture, be able to know where in the Bible you can find the scripture. You don't have to always memorize it. You can take your Bible out where you have it highlighted or have it bookmarked and read that scripture out loud in the name of Jesus, and it works. It works. So if you're being attacked in a particular area, get one scripture for that battle. And you may have to repeat that scripture over and over and over. Every time that battle comes, repeat that scripture. When a different battle comes in a different area, use a different scripture. Or you need to just hold on to that one scripture. But doesn't matter, get a scripture in your mind, in your memory, and speak it with authority. Speak it in the morning. Speak it when you're going to bed. Speak it. Speak it when the coworkers are coming against you, when someone cuts you off in traffic, when you hear bad news, when you speak in scripture. Stand on the foundation of the word of God, and victory over the enemy is possible when we use the sword of the spirit. It is possible when we use the sword of the spirit. Now, it's important for me to stress this. Jesus spoke the scripture out loud against the devil. The Bible says that he answered and said, "It is written." He said it out loud. It is written. Man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. He spoke it out loud. When Satan throws darts at you and it's coming against your thoughts or your feelings, don't fight back with other thoughts. You can't fight the devil with thoughts. Hello? And some of us are trying to get some willpower, right? If I just think, probably this is going to go away. No, battle it with the word of God and speak the word of God out loud. Open your mouth and speak out the scriptures as Jesus did. And the word of God declares that out of your mouth will come the power that is needed to destroy the work of the enemy. Hallelujah. Like, Jesus did this for us. Jesus gave us this weapon and gave us this ability. We have to know how to use it. So to fighting demonic thoughts and fighting demonic attacks and with our human thoughts doesn't bring victory. Demons are attacking and they're fighting against us, but it's with the sword of the Spirit. When the word of God is spoken out of our mouth is when we begin to see the victory, because not only does the enemy hear it, but we ourselves hear it. We are able to stand on the truth of it. So it might feel weird at first. It might seem like, you know, you look foolish. You don't have to yell it out loud. You just have to speak it out loud. There's some situations I've been in and I've just been whispering it. Just whispering it under authority, right? It doesn't have to be loud, but there comes times where you just say it out loud because the devil needs to hear it and you also need to hear it. As it reminds your mind, reminds your heart, reminds your spirit that the word of God is your foundation. Your words are your sword. Your words are your swords. Your words are your swords. When you speak the word of God, that is your sword. That is your offensive weapon. And in the spirit realm, they're causing damage to the devil and his demons. And if you don't see anything with your physical eyes, you have to know that in the spirit, you are causing damage. And every time we speak the scriptures, we are stabbing Satan and his demons. They are moving back. They are fleeing from us in Jesus' name. And it's because of the authority of the word of God. And that's what's happening in the spiritual realm. That's what's happening in the spiritual realm. Just even one day, if you're not feeling well, or you're feeling down or depressed, just begin to read the word of God out loud. Just stand somewhere, walk through your house, read the word of God out loud and watch how the atmosphere begins to change. The atmosphere begins to change. It begins to change because the word of God is now active. It's moving. It's pushing darkness back. It's taking heaviness off. Some of you who have the ability, even on your phone, walk through your workplace reading the scriptures. They don't have to know what you're doing. They may think you're just reading a text message on your phone, but just whisper. They may think you're talking to yourself. Read the scripture wherever you go. Walk through that place and declare the word of God and watch the atmosphere change. Watch the atmosphere change. Now, last week, I gave you some scriptures, and I'm going to go through those scriptures. I'm going to give you some more scriptures. Now, this is what I want you to do. Those of you who you're used to using the sword of the Spirit, and you know the word of God, and there's times that God has given you a scripture in battle, I want you to post that in the chat, okay? We don't have a lot of time, so post it in the chat. Now, you may not remember the reference, but if you can do the reference, do it. If not, you know, just put what the scripture is, you know, just say what the scripture you think the scripture may be, but just put it in the chat so that other people can know what that scripture is. And I want you to write those scriptures down. As you post, also write scriptures down. So last week I shared these scriptures with you. Isaiah 40, verse 31, Romans 8, verse 37, Psalm 17, verse 8. Also know that we're recording the service, so you need to go back and listen to it to get it. You can. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 57. Psalms 45, verse 11. 1 John 3, verse 31. Isaiah 53, verse 5. And if I miss the reference of any of these, please post the correct ones. John 3, verse 16, James 4, verse 7, Isaiah 54, verse 17, Zechariah 4, verse 6. Those are the ones I did last week. If those someone has that listed, just post all those in the chat that others can get them. I want you to all write, also write down Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6. When the devil tells you that you're not important to God, the scripture says that we are God's treasured possession. Hallelujah. Write down Joshua 1, verse 5. When the devil tells you that you are alone, tell them that the scripture says that you are never alone, that he's never going to leave us. He's neither going to forsake us. Write down 1 John 4, verse 4. 1 John 4, verse 4. The scripture says, you are from God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Oh, my goodness, that's such a powerful scripture against the devil. When he's coming against you, greater is he that is in me, Jesus Christ, than you are that's in the world. Romans 8, verse 37. The Bible says, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loves us. When the devil tells you you're defeated, tell him, I am more than a conqueror because Jesus Christ loves me. I'm more than a conqueror through him. 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 3. The Bible says, but the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen you and protect you from evil. Hallelujah. We can tell the devil, the Lord is faithful, and he's strengthening me and protecting me. This is one that you use in the middle of the night when fear comes upon you. Use in the middle of the night. Tell the devil, the Lord is faithful. He is here in this room, and he is strengthening me. It is written. He is strengthening, protecting me from you, the evil one. Matthew 18, verse 18 and 19. The scripture says, Jesus says, I tell you the truth. Whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth is loose in heaven. Again, I say to you, he says, where two or three of you are gathered and agree in my name, it is done by my Father in heaven. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 28, verse 7. The Lord will cause your enemy who rise against you to be defeated before you. You shall come out, they shall come out against you one way and flee before you seven ways. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. John 16, verse 33. I have told you these things so that you may have peace in this world. You will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. When you're hearing governments do things and change things and those in authority do things, use this scripture that's battling against your mind and your heart. We take heart because Jesus has already overcome the world. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13. There is no temptation that has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he'll provide a way out so you can endure it. Hallelujah. John 8, verse 32. And you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Those of you who are battling that spirit of lying, that spirit of lies, speak this scripture out loud. I will know the truth, and the truth will set me free in Jesus' name. Romans 12, verse 21. Do not be overcome with evil, but overcome evil with good. When the devil wants you to go and take revenge, remind him according to the scripture, I am going to overcome evil with good. It is written, I'm supposed to overcome evil with good. Revelation 12, verse 11. And they have conquered him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, and they love not their lives even until death. Thank you, Jesus. It's 1 Timothy 6, verse 12. Fight the good fight of faith. Take hold of eternal life to which you were called when you were made good of your confession in the presence of many witnesses. Matthew 16, verse 18. On this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. 1 John 3, verse 8. For this reason the Son of God appeared, was to destroy the devil's work. Isaiah 40, verse 31. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not get weary. They shall walk and not faint. Those of you needing strength, or the devil is attacking your strength, speak this scripture out loud. Because I wait on the Lord, my strength is being renewed. The scripture says, I will mount up with wings like eagles. I'll be able to run and not get weary. I'll be able to walk and not faint, in Jesus' name. Joshua 23, verse 10. One of your men puts to flight 1,000, for the Lord your God is he who fights for you, just as he promised. Deuteronomy 3, verse 22. Do not fear them, for the Lord your God is the one who fights for you. Hallelujah. Romans 8, verse 31. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? Psalms 44, verse 5. Through you, we will push back our adversaries. Through your name, we will trample down those who rise up against us. Joshua 1, verse 9. Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? Do not tremble or be dismayed, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Psalms 18, verse 39. For you have girded me with strength for battle. You have subdued under me those who rose up against you. Psalms 91, verse 1 to 4. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High will rest under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my strength, my God in whom I trust. Surely he will deliver me. He will save me from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover me with his feathers, and under his wings we will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. Nehemiah 8, verse 10. For the joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 7, our theme for this year, for I walk by faith and not by sight, in the name of Jesus. 2 Chronicles 20, verse 15, this is what the Lord says, do not be afraid or discouraged because of this vast army, for the battle is not yours, it is God's. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy 1, verse 7, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and of a sound mind of self-control. And Luke 10, verse 19, the last one, behold, I have given you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall hurt you. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. So if you posted scriptures, you've got scriptures, we now have scriptures at our arsenal. Go through your Bible, highlight them, print them off, post them places, memorize some of them, memorize all of them if you can, to be able to use at your disposal when the enemy comes to attack you. You have the word of God. Now listen what Paul says in verse 18 as I close. He says, you have the sword of the Spirit. He says, you're also praying all the time in the Spirit. As we're using the sword of the Spirit, he says, we're also praying in the Spirit. The Spirit's power through the word of God, the Spirit's power through praying the Spirit. And he says, pray about everything. All prayers, all supplications, don't stop praying. Prayer builds up the armor of God within you. Prayer builds up the armor of God in each other. He says, don't stop praying, making requests for people. As God brings someone in your mind, pray that they're covered. Use the scripture, use the word of God, pray in the Spirit on their behalf in the name of Jesus. We can have victory over victory over victory again and again and again. Hallelujah. So we're ready for battle, church, and it's all going to be about battle, because in the promised land, it's all about battle. In order for us to take the promised land, it's about battle. It's about scriptures. And we've already won, but it's for us to take it. It's for us to take it. We have to be able to take it. And we have the armor of God and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And we have the victory in his name. Let's pray. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus, for your word. Thank you, not only for the living word.